From Wondery, I'm your host, Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This story is Nessie and Bigfoot, BFFs.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nessie and Bigfoot were scared. They sat on the shore as still as the water in the lake. What was that terrifying sound coming from across the water on the other side of the forest? There was not a single creature in sight as far as the eye could see. Just massive pine trees and the calm lake.
The captain should be back soon to check on us. I'm sure he knows what that sound is.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's play to take our mind off of it. I'll go first.
Nessie threw her slippery flippers over her big eyes and began to count. One, two, three. Bigfoot ran behind the tree closest to where he had been standing. His long, hairy arms and big, lumpy feet stuck out from behind the trunk, no matter how hard he tried to make himself as small as possible.
Ready or not, here I come.
Nessie removed her hands from her round face. She immediately spotted her new friend. There was no hiding. He was huge. Nessie shuffled over and tapped him on the arm.
Found you.
Aw, shucks. Okay, my turn.
Bigfoot tightly clasped his hands over his face and began counting.
One, two, three.
Nessie slowly lowered herself from the shore into the water, careful not to make a single splash. She sunk as much of her body underwater as she could in the shallow end of the lake. Her eyes and the top of her head poked out above the water. She looked like an alligator.
Ready or not, here I come.
Bigfoot slowly lowered his hands from his eyes, only to see Nessie peeking out from the water. Bigfoot playfully pointed at Nessie's head.
Found you.
Oh, man, this is hard.
I didn't want to go too far away from you. That noise from across the lake really scared me.
Me too. When I was covering my eyes, I peeked a little to make sure nothing scary was happening.
It's hard to have fun when you're afraid, huh?
I thought we'd be less afraid together. But now we're just together and afraid.
Nessie let out a big sigh. Droplets of water shot out from her circular nostrils. As she shifted her gaze upward, she noticed that the sky had started to change colors. The light blue was becoming a pinkish orange.
That's weird. The sun is setting. The captain is normally back by now.
Do you think something happened to him?
No way. Absolutely not. He's a great captain. Nessie and Bigfoot threw their arms around each other and embraced tightly. The loud screeching sound from the other side of the lake was unlike anything they had ever heard before. Bigfoot, we have got to go look for him. Make sure he's safe.
I don't know, Nessie. Maybe we should just stay here and wait for him to get back.
The captain is like my family. He brings me food, tells me stories, and makes sure I'm safe. He takes care of me. I have to go look for him. Wouldn't you want me to look for you if you were missing?
Yeah, I would. As long as we're back before sunset, I'm pretty scared of the dark.
We should start searching in the forest. That's where he went to look for you. Nessie and Bigfoot tiptoed into the forest. It was dark, and a damp fog hung in the air.
Wow. I know I've been living in this forest, but it seems a lot darker than it did before.
Leaves crunched as Nessie and Bigfoot slowly and vigilantly made their way through the woods. They called out for the captain, hoping to find him as quickly as possible. But they didn't get a response.
I don't think he's here.
Nessie scanned the surrounding area. I don't think anyone is here. As Nessie and Bigfoot looked around to find their way back, they heard a tiny little sound just above their heads. Nessie looked up in the bright green treetops. I think someone is here. There! I see something! Sitting in the tree was an itsy-bitsy creature hiding behind a leaf. They had long red hair that curled at the bottom and bright red cheeks. On their back was a pair of wings that extended the entire length of their body.
Hey there! Who are you?
The creature froze, as if not moving would make Nessie and Bigfoot go away. You don't have to hide. We already saw you.
Yeah, and we're just as scared as you are.
The little figure peeked out from behind the leaf.
Hello there. I'm a fairy, and I live in this tree. My name is Fran.
Nessie was shocked by the tininess of the creature standing before her. Hi, Fran. I'm Nessie, and this is Bigfoot. Nessie and Bigfoot waved gleefully. They were so thrilled that they were meeting someone new who seemed to be not scary at all.
I live in that tree stump over there, and I've been hiding up here because I keep hearing these awful screeching noises. I've been up here for hours. I'm too nervous to go home.
That's awful. But we've been hearing the same sound.
Have you seen a human man walking around these woods by any chance? Nessie asked.
No, I haven't seen anyone at all.
We're actually looking for our friend. If you don't want to be alone, you could come with us to try to find him. Fran dropped the leaf she was holding in her little hands.
Really?
Bigfoot smiled.
Sure.
Fran jumped off the branch she stood on and slowly fluttered to the ground.
Okay, let's go.
So, we're looking for the captain. He's tall and has a big gray beard. He wears a green beanie and yellow rain boots. Fran scratched her head. She thought as hard as she could.
Oh, wait a minute. I had someone walking toward the creek earlier.
Nessie's eyes lit up. Which way is it? Fran pushed her tiny feet into the ground and shot off toward the sky, flapping her wings frantically. This was the first time she had anyone to play with in ages.
Catch me if you can!
Bigfoot and Nessie felt excited. The pair took off after her, trying to keep up as best they could. Fran was fast. She was probably faster than Nessie and Bigfoot combined. Nessie couldn't remember the last time she played tag with someone, She shouted to Fran as they all rushed through the woods. We're going to get you! Nessie, Bigfoot, and Fran all laughed as they sped through the trees, jumping over rocks, crunching on twigs, and swerving to miss stumps. Suddenly, Fran halted to a stop. Nessie and Bigfoot were not far behind. The group stood there in silence, shocked. In front of them was the most majestic creature that they had ever seen. His iridescent hair glistened in the sun, and his eyelashes were as long as the seaweed in the lake.
Are you?
Bigfoot couldn't even finish his sentence. They were all struck by the beauty of what was in front of them. They'd never seen anything like it. They had only heard tales about this magical creature.
Yeah, I'm a unicorn.
Nessie, Bigfoot, and Fran were shocked.
My name's Mark.
Did you say your name is Mark? Mark lowered his head in shame.
Yes.
Bigfoot was puzzled.
I always thought if I ever met a unicorn, their name would be, Rainbow, or Glitter, or Waterfall.
Mark began to frown.
Yeah, I know. It's actually why I'm out here alone. The other unicorns, Sprinkles, Sparkles, Moonbeam, they were teasing me again. I was sick of it, so I ran away. Now I'm all alone in the woods.
Oh, no. Well, you can come with us. We're looking for my friend, the captain.
He has a big gray beard.
And wears a green beanie and yellow boots.
Mark was shocked. He had never been invited anywhere, by anyone. He was accustomed to playing by himself, eating by himself, and working by himself. A happy tear started to roll down his cheek. The scary noise was getting closer. Bigfoot and Nessie hadn't realized that they had been heading toward the sound this whole time. You know what? I'm sick of being scared of that sound. We need to go see what it is.
Nessie, no! Let's just sit here and wait until the captain shows up.
Yeah, Nessie. I'm not sure it's such a good idea to go over there.
I know I'm new to the group, but, I'm scared, too.
Nessie straightened up and took a deep breath. She was tired of being afraid. She had to find her friend.
Listen, look how brave we've been so far today. Bigfoot, you came out of the forest even though you were scared. You chose to be brave, and now we're best friends because of it.
Bigfoot smiled. Nessie was right.
And Fran, you could have just stayed up in that tree, but you came down instead. We got to play a really fun game of chase, and now you have two new friends.
Nessie glanced over at Bigfoot, and they exchanged a smile.
And Mark, we just met you, Mark, but you haven't run away yet. And if you don't run away, you'll have three new friends.
Nessie held her breath and waited to see what everyone else would say. Bigfoot smirked.
Okay, I'm in.
Fran looked up at Nessie.
Me too.
Mark shook off his nerves.
I'm in.
Everyone was giddy with excitement. Bigfoot gestured to everyone with his massive paw, and they all came in for a group hug.
We'll just have to move fast to get there before the sun sets.
Or I could just give everyone a ride.
Everyone's eyes widened. They nodded with excitement. Each creature climbed up onto Mark's surprisingly strong back, and he began to gallop through the woods. In that moment, Nessie realized that this was the first time she had real friends. Sure, she had tourists who came to try to find her, and even though she loved the captain, he never stayed for long. These were real friends. Friends who lived near her. Friends who had the same interest that she has.
Nessie had never felt happier. Even if they were chasing a scary noise through the forest. The screeching rang out from behind the thickly woven trees as the sky grew darker. It was almost pitch black by the time the group stopped at the edge of the forest. They were ready to see what was beyond the tree line. Nessie, Bigfoot, and Fran climbed down from Mark and huddled together.
Just remember, we have each other. There's no reason to be scared.
Bigfoot smiled at Nessie, and she smiled back.
Let's do this, friends.
The group catapulted themselves through the trees, bracing themselves for whatever scary thing could be on the other side.
What?
What?
The group was shocked. Nestled in the woods was a carnival covered with flashing lights. It was filled with the sounds of music playing, popcorn popping, and people riding rides screaming with excitement. The scary screeching they'd been hearing was just the joyful cries of humans riding the roller coaster.
This is what we've been afraid of this whole time. This looks awesome.
Wow.
Nessie! Nessie, over here!
The captain was perched at the top of the rainbow Ferris wheel. He flailed his arms to get Nessie's attention.
The captain! We found him!
The captain's smile reached from ear to ear. He was so excited that Nessie had come to the fair.
Look at this, Nessie. I found this carnival while I was out looking for Bigfoot. Isn't it awesome?
Hi, I'm Bigfoot.
Bigfoot was suddenly so excited, he simply couldn't contain himself. He opened his mouth and let out the traditional Bigfootian sound of joy.
Oh, no.
Bigfoot's exclamation immediately drew the attention of everyone at the carnival. Hundreds of terrified eyes were now looking at the group. Mark raised his hoof and waved.
Hey, everybody!
The people at the carnival ran in every direction, shouting and tripping over each other. The mythical, magical friends tried to explain that they were a friendly bunch. But before they could finish explaining, everyone was already gone. The fairground was empty, except for Fran, Mark, Nessie, Bigfoot, and the captain.
Oops.
There was a long, awkward pause before Nessie spoke up.
You know what this means? No waiting in lines!
The group cheered. As Nessie rode the Ferris wheel, she had a realization. Everyone at the carnival was scared of her and her friends because they didn't know them. They had no idea how fun they were, or that they love making new friends. The carnival goers were just scared of the unknown, just like Nessie and her pals. But because they were brave and open-minded, they ended up finding a super fun place they had never been before. That night, they spent all evening laughing, riding rides, eating cotton candy, and dancing to music. They had all forgotten that they'd ever been scared in the first place. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This story is Nessie and Bigfoot, BFFs, written by Jordan Myrick. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marsha Louie for Wondery.